The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it can still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats the Cannon deal, nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physician for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control in the dunk. Oh my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Well, Gary's out of town, so you know Yancey and I can mess up anything. But Gary's chasing the Grizzlies. And how about let's go straight into five things with Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse and our friend Steve Granthen, who currently operates 9 Outback Steakhouse locations in Mississippi and Tennessee. Go for it, Yancey.
Yeah, thought number one, if Malik Diab plays like he has the last two games, Ole Miss has the ability to make a deep run and be a legitimate contender because we still have some players that aren't playing at their best. Thought number two, a couple of the players who are not playing at the best, especially on the scoring end, are Matthew Morrell and Juju Murray. Once Ole Miss gets those two players going, along with the emergence of Dia, the ceiling for this basketball team is higher than I even anticipated. Thought number three, Beard made a comment in the LSU postgame press conference that this team was built around balance because he didn't believe you could win 6 NCAA tournament games over 3 weekends while relying on one dominant score. In fact, most championship teams are built with 3 big-time players on the roster. Padula and Dia have developed into 2. Who is going to merge to that third leg? Thought number 4. It's encouraging to see how well Ole Miss plays in the second half of their basketball games. It says a ton about how good of a coach Coach Beard is and the halftime adjustments that the staff is making. And the last thought of the day, moving to football, the Rebels have addressed a lot of holes for the 25 roster through the portal, but there are still some more spots to fill. Most of those holes reside in the defensive secondary.
All right, well, we're getting a lot of feedback. We got technical problems running at the yin-yang tonight, but we're going to try to push on through this thing and see what's going on. Okay, Yancey, well, let's talk a little bit about that Alabama game that's coming up tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. They're the 4th-ranked team in the country, and, of course, they're the guy that was their stud last year, Mark Sears, is back, point guard, lefty. Really tough basketball player, and we're absolutely going to be a thorn in the Rebels' side tomorrow night. But hey, this team, our team is guard oriented too, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I said before the season, and even a couple of weeks ago, I think Alabama's the best basketball team in the country, and I still believe that. I mean, they're averaging over 91 points a game. We've seen, Sears, his backup this year. He looks like a little Sears. I mean, it's unbelievable that the talent that they keep bringing in there to that program, probably their head coach is, if not the best head coach in college basketball right now, certainly one of the top three. They've upped their level. It's always been a football school. I mean, they were good in the Wimp Sanderson days, but, it's a different era right now with Alabama basketball. I think they're a legitimate Final Four team. And it's probably going to be Ole Miss's most difficult matchup, I think, of the season, because especially playing there at Alabama, Chucky.
Well, you got 5 players in double figures for the Tide. Grant Nelson's back, the 6'11 kid, averaging 12.2 points per game, 8.6 rebounds per game. He's always really good around the goal. And then they've got a lot of guys coming off the bench that are tall. They start 4 guards and a forward, but – they got a couple of guys coming off the bench at 1'6", 11", 1'6", 9", and so they do have some height when they want to go big, but they're a lot like Ole Miss with one big guy and 4 guards running around crazy, and they can scoot now. They get up and down the court as good as anybody.
Yeah, I mean, you look at LeBaron, a guy that, he's averaging 24 minutes, 11.5 points a game. He's shooting 42% from 3. Just another weapon that they brought into that lineup. Aiden Holloway, another guard, averaging double-digit points, shooting close to 40% from 3. Sears is shooting 35.7 from 3. They got some guys that can fill it up. It's a damn good basketball team.
Well, they're averaging 45 rebounds a game, 18 assists a game, and they're shooting 47% from the field. As you said earlier, scoring 91 points a game. You can score on them, though. They're giving up 78 points a game, so there's some openings there for a good offensive team. The Rebels are just going to have to use their formula that they've been using lately, and that's to try to make the game ugly. Be scrappy on defense, try to cause some turnovers, which is hard to do with Sears. Sears protects the ball pretty well. But, you know, make sure you shoot 35% from beyond the arc. Try to rebound evenly with them, or get a little edge in the rebounding. And you can stay in the game with a team like this, but you're going to have to do all those things. Take care of the ball. Against LSU the other day, we were too careless with the ball, yeah. And it kept LSU in the game for a half. We can't do that against Alabama, because if you're careless with the ball against Alabama, you look up and you're down 20 at halftime.
Well, the transition buckets, that's the key for Ole Miss. When they can slow the transition down and it becomes a half-court game, that's what you're talking about, winning ugly, making it become an ugly game. Ole Miss is playing elite defense right now. If, you know, LSU scored about 12, 14 points in that last minute and a half when they were just kind of giving points away there. If not for that, Ole Miss would be holding the SEC opponents through three games to 50-something points per game. I mean, that's, you know, that, and what they're doing, Chucky, is they're not only holding the transition points down and making an ugly game become a half-court game, but they're also rebounding, right? We've been talking about this for 2 years since Beard arrived. They've actually out-rebounded their all three opponents, not by wide margins, but they're at least holding it even. But the key will be against Alabama, and it was for LSU, too, is holding that transition buckets down.
Can you imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings? Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes, and the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.gambleclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Gamble Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
My friends. All right, welcome back to the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. I think we've got some things straightened out now. Gary leaves, and we just go to seed.
Yeah, I'm going to have to up Gary's pay over here. I cannot have him leaving again.
I got a great text message just a second. Says, G-Darb, where are you when we need you? In the words of the immortal Charles Barkley, this is terrible. And I agree. All right, text messages presented by Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com, and the Rebel Injury Report from Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, OxfordOrtho.com. The injury report brought to you by Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. They're the official orthopedic team physicians for the Ole Miss Athletics and have been a part of the Oxford community for 27 years. They have clinics in Oxford, Grenada, Calhoun City, Cleveland, Hernando, and Tupelo. You can reach them at 662-513-2000 or can request an appointment through their website at oxfordortho.org. Okay, so one says oxfordortho.com and one says oxfordortho.org. We'll get that figured out. One more problem.
Yeah.
So text messages, G Darb, where are you? And then technical problems. Yeah, I'd say a few. Let's see. Sorry, y'all got a little carried away. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, oh boy. Yeah.
We're not professional radio people, and when something goes wrong, we kind of hit the panic button a little bit. All right, who is the harder matchup for our basketball team, Alabama or Mississippi State? I say Bama. That's from the text messages. I say you are right. I think Bama's going to be a tremendously tough matchup, but let me just say this. Mississippi State, I've watched a little bit of them, and they do – about as good a job with their hands in passing lanes as I've seen in a long time. They play a tough man-to-man, but it's a little sloughed off, and they try to get in the passing lanes, and they do a pretty good job at that. So we're going to have to be careful taking care of the ball against the Bulldogs, particularly in Starkville, because they'll play hard.
Yeah, this is their best team under, you know, their coach there. It's
He's a good coach.
He's a good coach, really, really good coach, and you know, they're going to be at a fever pitch, I'd imagine. I don't know. Broome got hurt for Auburn. Maybe they can win that game against Auburn, but most likely going to be coming in with a two-game losing streak facing Ole Miss, and they're going to be very hungry. The crowd has finally gotten – that was like the first packed game since Stansberry at Starkville. So the fans are back in. They're all in with the hoops over there at Mississippi State. And they got some bigs, and they play tough. It's a totally different team than Alabama. I think Alabama's – the best team in the country, but it's not a great matchup for Ole Miss against Mississippi State, but we'll see Saturday.
Yeah. Well, another text message. What's y'all's ceiling for this Ole Miss Hoops team? I don't like to put ceilings on teams, but I'm anticipating NCAA tournament appearance. I think we're good enough for that. And then who knows, once you get in there, if you get hot, you don't know what can happen.
Yeah, I mean, going into the season, I would have been happy with a 9-12 type seed. And I think with the development of Dia, and again, I mean, you have Juju Murray that's been in a shooting slump the last four or five games. Hopefully that started turning around a little bit there. Chucky in the last game against LSU shot it better. Matthew Morrell, you know, he's been, just not scoring like he has his whole career. So, Davis, Dre, you know, I don't know if he really knows what his role is, you know, the full 40 minutes of the ball game. Brown Jones, he hasn't been on the court the last couple of games, got kicked out of the Memphis game. Just can't keep him on the court. There's so many players that I think have not even scratched what their role and their ceiling is. I think really, Chucky, I think my ceiling's gone from 9-12 seed to 4-6 seed. That's kind of what I see for this team.
Well, that's a pretty high ceiling.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Big picture, guys. These slow starts in the first half to ending with a bang in the second half, they never, ever end well. Big picture, guys, never. Just keeping it real, guys. Hotty toddy. He's right. We've got to get off to a better start against these quality teams. You don't want to be down against Alabama in Tuscaloosa or down against Mississippi State in Starkville. And I think that's a point well taken, that these slow starts will catch up to them eventually if they don't correct them.
Yeah. You know, Saturday, for example, Ole Miss got up 7-0. Everybody celebrated like, oh, my gosh. they're not down 12-2 or 14-2 or something like that, like they've been getting down recently. But then LSU goes on a 15-0 run over the next 6 minutes. So now you're down 15-7. So, yeah, they got off to a quicker start, but overall, you know, the first half, I mean, LSU's you know, they might battle South Carolina as you know, the last place team in the conference this season. You know, they were down at halftime, so they got to get off to a much better start in these first half.
All right, injury report. I heard that Suntreme Perkins has got a little labrum problem, and I don't know if he has to have surgery or not, but he was seen in Oxford in a sling the other day. Off season, probably won't go through spring training, would be my guess.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah,
but he's going to be fine for next season. The disappointing part about it is you would really like to see him put on 15-20 pounds during this spring and off season, right?
Sure,
get stronger and bigger and become the dominant defensive end in the country. And you know, I think that's going to impede the progress really of gaining that needed weight. Maybe he can this summer. But I know some people that have talked to get Perkins, and he said he'll be back soon. So I don't think it's something that's going to really affect him next season as far as his play, but it could affect him, like, you know, getting that needed weight.
We need to get Mikael Brown-Jones back. I think he was in concussion protocol. Yeah. He should be back pretty soon.
Should.
We'll be right back after these important messages from our wonderful sponsors. Hang tight, and we'll try not to have any more technical difficulties.
I like coconuts, you can break them open and they smell like ladies lying in the sun.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA Choice boneless chuck roast or stew meat for $6.99 a pound. Then get 2 liter bottles of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $1.49 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF. Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it can still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website at ticossteakhouse.com or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, welcome back to this technically saddled,
challenged
Rebel Yell Hotline, Cannon Motors of Mississippi. Now we've got our basketball expert, Mr. Gordon Ford. How you doing tonight, Mr. Gordon Ford?
Wonderful, man. How about yourself?
Well, we're struggling, but we're going to get through
it. Everything's clear now. Everything's back to normal. We had about 20-second delays going on. It was
brutal.
G-Man, what do you think about this matchup against Bama?
I think it's going to be a very interesting matchup. Bama is they're big inside. They got Grant Nelson. They've got what's the guy's name? Clifford Omari. They got great guards and Spears and Phylon and a guy named Hubbard, I think is his name, that came from Auburn. And I think it's going to be a fast-paced game, which Alabama wants. But I understand that Beard has a game plan that's really good to play against them. And I don't know, you know, I've had to watch a couple of the games at home because of the snow and some other things. But every time I watch this on TV, you know, the first thing they're always saying, they repeat it constantly, the shot clock's at 5 seconds. And Ole Miss gets a shot off. So Bama will not like that. They run that motion offense, that being Ole Miss, and running people around and running the clock down, and that will drive Bama crazy.
Well, talk a little bit about, what Ole Miss has to do besides that. I think they got to make it ugly on the defensive end as well.
No doubt about it. Yeah, they definitely do. I mean, one thing is, I mean, they get a lot of steals. Their defense is incredible. This is the best defensive team, and I've been watching Ole Miss basketball since I've been about 14 or 13, and I'm 66, so you do the math. But, I mean, they force turnovers, and hopefully they can do that against Bama. And if they do that, they got a good shot at winning.
We had a text message earlier, Gordon, about guys saying you can't have a slow start. You know, LSU went on a 15-0 run the other day, make it 15-7 early in the game. I don't think we can afford that in Tuscaloosa against a team the caliber of Alabama.
Oh, no way. I mean, Alabama's about 10 deep, but no, you cannot do that. But then again, against Arkansas, they got down. They got down against LSU, and they come back. And, you know, one of the things is, and you guys have kind of harped on this, Dia. I mean, when he's on the block, I mean, he's very effective. Not that he can't shoot outside, but that's not his thing that Ole Miss wants him to do. They want him posting up and get down there and get some shots. And without Mikael Brown-Jones being there, you know, they're lacking on size. But then again, those guys are boxing out and rebounding. They had a team of 2 7-footers last year, and they wouldn't do that. But these guys are playing hard and doing pretty good. Brakefield's really stepped up a lot.
I believe that Beard has really emphasized recruiting, I mean, rebounding in the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 games since, you know, we got beat so bad on the boards earlier. I think that he's drilled that in their heads, and it's paying dividends now. We need Brown Jones back, though. He's got to help Dia on the boards.
Well, as of this morning, unless you've heard something later, he was 50-50 and it didn't look good. So, yeah, they definitely need him back. But, you know, there's another guy also that, you know, he doesn't play a lot, but, you know, he played some, Robert Cowart, and he's injured too with a knee. So
what's wrong with Brown Jones? I thought he was in concussion protocol.
He's in concussion protocol.
Well, he ought to be out of that by now.
I'm like you. But as of this morning, the people I talked to said it's
only been 9 days,
good. Chuck. 50-50.
Wow.
Yeah, and I tell you, and I've said this repeatedly week after week, you know, when I looked up at the board at the end of the first half, Ole Miss attempted 18 three-point shots. And a lot of people still seem to tend to think this is a three-point shooting team, and we're going to go as the three-point shots going. That is totally incorrect. We are not a three-point shooting team. In the second half, when they played so well, they attempted 5 three-point shots. So when Ole Miss starts leaning on these three-point attempts is when they don't play well. They're not they're not shooting it bad for the season. They're shooting, I think, 34.8% the last time I looked. But this team is about driving to the hole, and that starts with Malik Dia. When he gets that ball in his hands and he goes to the hole, he can't be stopped. I don't think Alabama can stop him. I think the only way Alabama's going to stop Dia is if he gets in foul trouble. So if they can stop trying to be a three-point shooting team and everybody drive to the hole, they're just such a better basketball team.
Well, the kid from Alabama, the transfer from Rutgers, Clifford, I think I'm saying his name right, Amadani or something like that. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his, you know, he's 6'10", and he's a force inside as far as rebounding and shot blocking, but he's not much of a scorer. But if Dia can get off and then Brakefield comes in and does what he's been doing, and actually Brakefield has done something I haven't seen him do in a while. He has not ever had a lot of low post moves. He can't jump real well. But the bottom line is, man, he's getting in there scrapping and getting rebounds
fouled
and going back up with it. And I hadn't seen him do that in the entire time he's been there.
He's driving
to
the hole.
Now.
Yep. G-Man, he's driving to the hole. Most of his points are coming off free throws because they're fouling him. And we've got a ton of guys. You know, Dre Davis can drive to the hole. I mean, Juju Murray can even drive to the hole. Padula loves driving to the hole. This team is built off of players that can slash to the hole.
No doubt about it.
Yep, and that when they start relaxing and they start getting a little lazy or the defense starts tightening up and they start settling for three-point shots, they're not a very good basketball team. But when they start driving to that hole, the light turns on, and also getting transition buckets, getting steals, and there's nobody better on that team than Sean Padula. I haven't seen a person get their hands on the basketball as much as he does since somebody else that they thought that could not – played defense that well, and who was that? Marshall the King Henderson. How many steals did he get on defense, slapping that ball away? Padula is the master of it.
He is, and you know he does. He cuts in front of people. He steals the ball, but you know there's a lot of people kind of giving him a bad rap. The guy Ron Slay on the SEC Network the other day kind of said, "Well, I think he just needs to distribute the ball more." And I think what they're meaning is they're not getting Matthew Morrell enough shots. Then again, Matthew Morrell isn't taking them. He hits 2 3-pointers the other night, and that's it. I mean, he's kind of just disappeared. I don't know if he's not, you know, as involved in the offense because he has smaller guards shooting it a lot. I don't know. But I think once they click on all cylinders, it's going to be a very good team.
Gordon, thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate
thank you,
as usual.
No
all
problem.
Right,
thank you.
Let's go to Zach Berry now with On3 Sports, recruiting expert for the Ole Miss Spirit. Zach, you sent me a text earlier. You feel good about this kid?
Yeah, it seems to be kind of
we're speaking about
right now
Thaddeus Dixon, by the way.
Yeah.
From Washington, the top defensive back.
It seems like Ole Miss kind of has all the momentum right now. He came in town over the weekend and went to the basketball game, hung out with the staff, and got to get a feel for, you know, kind of the culture that Ole Miss has built and kind of cultivated with the transfer portal. And he seems to really like it. I talked to a couple of people that said that, you know, he clicked with all the coaches. He liked what they had to say and, you know, kind of a plug-and-play, you know, Trey Amos type where you can come in and, you know, maybe next year around this time you're going to be hearing your name in the first round, early second round, like Trey Amos is hearing. So was scheduled to go to Michigan. I'm 99.9% sure he did not. I reached out to several people up in Ann Arbor, and nobody was able to confirm that he arrived. So I think that it seems like all signs are pointing to Ole Miss right now. So I know several Ole Miss sources that I talked to early this afternoon and this evening were very confident that Thaddeus Dixon could potentially go ahead and commit and sign with Ole Miss sooner rather than later.
Sounds good. 24 transfer portal guys so far. I'm anticipating close to 34 all said and done.
Yeah.
What's your feeling there?
Yeah, the last couple times I've been on the show here, the Ole Miss has gotten at least 20 to 22 or more every cycle outside of the first one, you know, kind of the first real transfer portal cycle. Every year after that, it's been 22, 25, 23. So Ole Miss is this year, it seems like a lot more multi-year guys to where you're maybe not spending the big, big money like you did last cycle with guys like Walter Nolan and Prince Umamielen, but certainly guys that can play and guys that they believe in. But it seems like it's a, you know, a long-term investment. It's not just a, you know, 8-9 month investment where somebody's coming in and playing one season and then they're heading out. So, yeah, I mean, I know that Ole Miss is going to be aggressive in the spring portal window. Like we talked about last week, there's going to be guys that report to campus and they don't like it. They don't click with the coaching staff or the roster, or they don't like the school or the dorm or whatever. There's going to be more guys getting in. So I do anticipate a lot more movement in the spring portal, and Ole Miss is going to definitely keep their eyes peeled for more guys that could help this roster out.
Ben, there's Texas State edge. Ben Bell is still out there. He's the number one defensive end in the portal right now. 4-star guy, 6'2", 250. Visited Baylor, Virginia Tech, Missouri, and Ole Miss. Did he end up making all of those visits to Baylor, Virginia Tech, and Missouri? Where does he stand right now?
Yeah, last I heard that he made them all. He seems to be, you know, he's an older guy. He's going to take his time. You know, it's not like he's in a huge rush to make a decision. I'll be frank, off the top of my head, I don't know when all these different schools start, you know, whether it's a spring semester or, you know, a quarter system. I don't know when class starts for either of those schools. I know Ole Miss starts late this week, I believe, or it's either late this week or early next week. I know that like the drop ad dates, you know, later in next month. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the deadline, right? Is when you can get enrolled. Otherwise, you're going to have to miss spring, and then you know you can't be there in the weight room with your future teammates and working in spring practice and getting in that playbook. So, but yeah, he's in no hurry. I talked to a couple of people about that over the weekend. I think everybody's kind of letting him decide and make that decision. So, you know, could be a case where he might just really take a step back and then see who else will come calling and maybe look to the spring window. But yeah, I know he had a great visit. He liked the coaches. He liked Ole Miss. And, you know, I think Ole Miss is one of the first schools to reach out to him. So I know that that was something that he liked. But, yeah, last time I checked, it didn't seem like any decision was imminent.
Since we had you on here last week, Percy Lewis has signed with Ole Miss, big 6'7", 355-pound, played at Mississippi State and played at Auburn. Where do you see him fitting in?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those where he's a people mover. He's big. Not a lot of guys walk around like him. So I think it's a depth piece and someone that's played in the SEC. And Ole Miss is going to see what they can get out of him. Get him into the strength and conditioning program. Get him in the room and see what can see what he can do on the practice field. So Ole Miss is, you know, pretty much, you know, outside of a couple spots, outside of a couple dudes on that offensive line, it's going to be kind of an open competition where, hey, you know, it's no secret Ole Miss struggled to run the ball, struggled to find a consistent grouping up front, a consistent five. So I wouldn't be shocked if it's that kind of spring where John Garrison and Ole Miss is they're just trying to see, you know, okay, who wants it, and let's see if we can find the right five. So, I didn't have super great Pro Football Focus grades. You know, wasn't a, you know, wall-to-wall starter at Mississippi State or Auburn. He was a backup. He was a depth guy at those places. But, again, huge guy. You know, again, Ole Miss trying to get better being physical to line of scrimmage running the football. If you can get him, run blocking, it'll certainly help. So, but yeah, I think it's just a depth piece and just somebody that you can have in that room if you're trying to, you know, play 14, 15, 16 games.
Pretty evenly distributed of these 24 transfer portal guys, offense and defense. It looked like they tried to help themselves on both sides of the ball, and. Oh, we're up against a break. Dadgummit. Zach, thank you so much, buddy. I appreciate your time.
Zach, thank you, big guy.
All right, fellas.
You too.
See y'all.
All right, we'll be right back with the final segment of this aborted Rebel Yell Hotline. Stay tuned.
Way over town. That's good to me. Oh, yeah. She's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right. She's all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now. www.oxford38655.com or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more. return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, welcome back to the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline, final segment, thank God. SEC and Ole Miss News brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins is the South leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it.
So does Wanda.
Go for it, brother.
Yeah, the SEC update here. The AP and the coaches poll just came out. Ole Miss men are number 21 in the coaches and AP poll. They moved up two spots. A little disappointing to hear that. Nevertheless, they moved up two spots to 21. The Lady Rebels are now, Chucky, not ranked for the first time this season. Quite frankly, they probably don't deserve it right now. SEC has five teams ranked in the top 10 and nine in the top 25. And, Chucky, they still have 12 teams in Joe's bracketology that are expected to make the NCAA tournament. Simply amazing.
Yeah, and that's a little early.
Five in the top 10. I know, shoot, they started before the season even starts.
I know.
Fans eat it up. You know, they love that preseason.
Oh, yeah. All right, Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment presented by the Grove Collective. Their mission is to create and enhance NIL opportunities for all Ole Miss student-athletes while providing a level of protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace. Join the collective today to help make an impact with our student-athletes who give their all for our flagship university.
Chuck, they've got five portal commitments since we were on the show last Monday. It's just the rapid pace is unbelievable. Like you said, they're going to blow through the 30s, I think, before it's all said and done, and the number of portal signees. But the first one's Louisville transfer quarterback Pierce Clarkson. He's a redshirt freshman. He's a former four-star player. His dad is Steve Clarkson, who runs the prestigious quarterback camps and retreats, and also is a coach at St. Basco, California, where Ole Miss's number one target is for quarterback next year in the 2026 class, Ryder Lines. He's a five-star quarterback, rated by some services the number one quarterback in the country. So that could be kind of killing two birds at once. The second signee they got was Jordan Simmons out of Michigan State in Akron. He started Michigan State, went to Akron. He's 5'11", 200 pounds, rushed for 657 last year. They got another running back, Trey Hall, out of Mississippi Community College, Gulf Coast Community College, excuse me. He's originally from Vicksburg, Chucky. Rushed for over 1,100 yards, 13 TDs last year. I really like this kid. I think he can contribute next year. Offensive tackle Percy Lewis from Auburn. He also played at Mississippi State. Went over him a little bit earlier. He's out of Salus, Mississippi. Thought that was a really good pickup, a guy that has 14 starts in his 2 years in the SEC. I'll take those all day long. And then the last one is Trace Buckler, a tight end out of New Mexico, 6'3", 245. Had 46 receptions for 421 and five touchdowns in his career there at New Mexico. Good to get a little bit more tight end depth there. We went over Washington defensive back Thaddeus Dixon, appears to be leaning very hard to Ole Miss right now. He's the number two cornerback in the whole portal, right at the number seven player in the portal. Big time player, recorded 66 tackles, 1.5 tackles for loss, and two interceptions, and 18 pass breakups there at Washington, and played on that national championship team. And then Brandon Cisse, North Carolina defensive back. Looks like the tie could be going the other way with him. He's a South Carolina native. Could end up there at South Carolina. Had 38 tackles, six pass deflections, 1 point tackles, 5 point tackles for a loss this past season. And that's it on the Red and Blue Chips.
What about Treylon Ray? Did we get him this week, too?
That was the week before.
It was the week before,
last Monday that we had on the program there. talking about out of West Virginia.
Yeah, wide receiver.
Yeah,
okay.
It's good. 17.8 yards per catch. I think he'll come in handy, too, this season.
I got you. All right. The Good, Bad, and Ugly, sponsored by Riverland Roofing. They are a licensed, insured, and GAF manufacturer-certified roofing contractor that is owned by an Ole Miss family. Please contact them at 662-644-4297 for a free drone estimate. The Good, well, we've been over all this, but we're going to repeat it again. The Ole Miss men's basketball team went to 3-0 in the SEC with wins over Arkansas on the road and LSU at home in the last week. They played Rebel basketball, gritty defense, improved rebounding, taking care of the ball, shooting over 35% beyond the arc. That's the formula, it looks like, and that's what they have done with their three wins so far. It's going to get tougher in a hurry with tomorrow's night's game in Tuscaloosa against number 4 Alabama, who is also undefeated in the conference. But this Rebel team is in a good state of mind going into enemy territory, and the vets don't seem to be nervy on the road. They seem to handle it pretty well. As Yancey just said, the Rebels continue to stack up portal players for next year's football team. Offensive lineman Percy Lewis, 6'7", 355-pounder. Looks like he's going to take Micah Pettis' place in size anyway.
Yeah,
we'll see if he can win that right tackle job. He played both Mississippi State and Auburn. Quarterback Pierce Clarkson, New Mexico tight end Trace Bruckler, 6'3", 244. Akron running back Jordan Simmons. West Virginia wide receiver Treylon Ray. That's 24 players so far, and all but one is expected to be here in the spring. Auburn defensive back Antonio Kite, we hear, may have to do some academic work before he can come here, and that might be him in the summer. The Rebels also have 12 of 21 signees coming in, true freshmen mid-year for spring training. So good haul, a lot of new faces in the spring. We'll try to do better next week, folks, on the Cannon Motors or Rebel Yell Hotline. Please have some patience, and thank you. Good night.
Hotty toddy.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.